This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Stocks are selling off for a second day, and an economist will say the R word out loud. I'm David Brancaccio. Investors today are jilting stocks again, this after the NASDAQ fell 2.5% on Thursday. The index is down another 0.5% in early trading now. Sometimes a mood just shifts, but there's also an argument that it took a day to sink in that the Federal Reserve meant it when the central bank suggested interest rates will go higher to curb inflation soon. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Chris, I didn't know tech companies were such interest rate sensitive entities.
Yeah, I didn't either. I suppose maybe it makes some sense because the tech companies have been able to borrow so much so cheaply lately. But remember, it's not like they needed that money. They were just taking advantage of the opportunity to borrow a lot so that they don't need to borrow when rates go up. So I don't know. I'm not too worried about Apple and Google next year, even if interest rates do rise.
And it's an unfair question because it is such a weird movement in the bond market. But yields, for instance, on the 10-year benchmark interest rate are down amid all this talk of inflation ahead and the Fed's going to raise interest rates.
Yeah. And that one really is perplexing. I think what did happen is at least some small possibility that recession is more likely because the Fed will be more aggressive. What was seen as maybe a 10% chance over 2 years, now maybe it's closer to 20%, and that has some downward impact on long yields. And then, of course, just the realization that, hey, maybe the Fed, in fact, will get inflation under control sooner rather than later, and that means a lower inflation average over the next 10 years as a result.
All right. Christopher Lowe, he's the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Facebook's owner, now called Meta, has accused private surveillance companies of spying on its users and has banned them from its platforms. A report from Meta said the company suspending 1,500 mostly fake accounts that targeted 50,000 people around the world using Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The BBC's David Willis reports.
The move by Meta comes amid a growing effort on the part of the Biden administration to crack down on digital espionage groups. Among the companies affected is Black Cube, an intelligence agency that was hired by the convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein to discredit his accusers. Black Cube has insisted its activities were fully compliant with the law. Earlier this month, the Biden administration blacklisted another Israeli spyware company called the NSO Group, and Democratic lawmakers have since called for sanctions against the company and three other spyware firms in connection with allegedly assisting authoritarian regimes to engage in human rights abuses.
David Willis is with our partners at the BBC.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A federal judge has overturned the bankruptcy plan for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The settlement shielded members of the Sackler family who own the company from lawsuits over the opioid crisis. It was also set to provide billions of dollars for communities at the center of this crisis. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with the latest. Nancy, which court?
This ruling comes from U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon in New York, and she says the provision of the bankruptcy plan giving the Sackler family immunity from lawsuits is, quote, inconsistent with U.S. bankruptcy law. The Sacklers had insisted on these legal shields. In exchange, they contributed more than $4 billion toward the bankruptcy settlement. Judge McMahon questioned whether the Sacklers were abusing the bankruptcy system.
And you've seen Purdue's reaction?
I did. It issued a statement saying it will appeal. It says the ruling will delay money that was in the settlement to help communities deal with the opioid crisis. And it says a majority of the company's creditors supported the settlement.
And where does this case go from here?
Well, now an appeals court will weigh in. It will probably hear from a number of state attorneys general who would work to overturn the settlement because they wanted to be able to sue the Sacklers. And of course, the settlement prevented that. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is also pleased with the decision to overturn the settlement. He says victims of the opioid crisis shouldn't be deprived of their right to sue the Sacklers.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Have you gotten those emails from your favorite car dealership offering to buy back your car at top dollar given the shortage of cars to sell? Okay, but where are you going to find a replacement vehicle? Amid pandemic distortions and the shortage of microprocessors that go into cars, vehicles for sale are in short supply, which is not terrible for some car dealers, as KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb explains.
Theo Eberts is the general sales manager at Vista Ford and Lincoln in Woodland Hills. It's in western LA County.
Anyone that's in the car business that says they're not having a record year is probably lying to you.
Eberts says he usually has somewhere between 500 to 600 cars for sale, new and used. But right now, his total inventory is only 100. Sales numbers are lower than usual, but it doesn't matter.
We're seeing higher profits. We're making more money on less cars.
And the dealership can't sell cars fast enough.
There's literally been bidding wars on cars. You know, people come in and we get two or three people working on the same car. And from a dealer's point of view, it's like, listen, we're here to make money. So whoever wants to pay the most for the car gets the car.
Especially for some models. Take the new Ford Bronco SUV. Retro, almost Jeep-like body. It is really hot right now.
We're asking $30,000 over for the Broncos, especially the regular Broncos are $30,000 over. The first editions could go $40,000 to $50,000 over, and we're getting it.
Over asking price.
Over MSRP. So a $60,000 Bronco will sell for $100,000.
This market is no fun for folks like Zoe Rosenberg, who lives in LA. She started shopping for a lease back in August.
And at the time, prices seemed very normal.
So she waited until November when she went back to look.
And the same car had gone up by like $200 a month for a lease.
But how long is this going to last? Brian Mattis is the vice president of market research at IC Insights. He's been providing data about the semiconductor industry for 25 years.
Maybe it's not going to be until 2023 where we start seeing some return to a more supply-demand balance.
That's because Mattis says many automotive manufacturers canceled their orders for computer chips early in the pandemic. And with demand for those tiny circuits high, it's simply taking time to catch up. In Los Angeles, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.
And I am David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.